Blue Ocean Strategy: How to Create Uncontested Market Space and Make Competition Irrelevant. Authors W. Chan Kim and René Milboyne. Look back 100 years and ask yourself how many of today's industries were then unknown. Many industries as basic as automobiles and petrochemicals were unheard of. Now turn the clock back only 30 years. Again, a plethora of multi-billion dollar industries jump out, such as cell phones. Now put the clock forward 20 years and ask yourself, how many now unknown industries will likely exist then? The answer proves now how significant the expansion of blue oceans can be, and how effective and innovative is the move from the red to the blue. Red oceans represent all industries in existence today. In red oceans, companies try to outperform their rivals to grab a greater share of the existing demand. Blue oceans denote all the industries not in existence today. This is the unknown and untapped market space where demand is being created for the first time. The rising imperative of creating blue oceans. Recent industry-wide studies reveal that for the major product and service categories, brands are generally becoming more similar. And as they're becoming more similar, people increasingly select based on price. As red oceans become increasingly bloody, management will need to be more concerned with blue oceans, from company to strategic moves. The red ocean strategy focuses on company as the real source of innovation, while the blue ocean strategy focuses on strategic move as the real source of innovation. That's why red strategic fails, while blue strategic thinking prevails. If there is no perpetually innovative company, and the same company can be brilliant at one moment and then wrong-handed at another, it appears that the company is not of the source of innovation, regardless of what the red industries claim. Strategic moves. A strategic move is a set of managerial actions and decisions involved in making a major marketing-creating business offering. Value innovation, not value addition. Value innovation differs from merely value addition. The former belongs to blue oceans, and the latter belongs to red oceans. Winners in blue oceans didn't use the competition as their benchmark. Instead, they followed a different strategic logic that we call value innovation, which places equal emphasis on value and innovation. Value innovation occurs when companies align innovation with utility, price, and cost positions. Tools of creating blue ocean strategy. There are four key questions to challenge an industry's strategic logic and business model. 1. Which of the factors the industry takes for granted should be eliminated? 2. Which factors should be reduced well below the industry's standard? 3. Which factors should be raised well above the industry's standard? And 4. Which factors should be created that the industry has never offered? The first two questions give you an insight into how to drop your cost structure vis-a-vis competitors. The second two questions provide you with an insight of how to lift buyer initiative, value, and create a new demand. The strategy canvas. The strategy canvas in both diagnostic and action framework. It captures the current state of play in the known market space. It shows where the competition is currently investing. The value curve is the basic component of strategy canvas. It's a graphic depiction of a company's relative performance across its industry's factors and competition. To fundamentally shift the strategy canvas of an industry, you must begin by reorientating your strategic focus from competitors to alternatives. 1. Focus. Every great strategy has focus, and a company's value curve should clearly show it. 2. Divergence. When a company's strategy is formed reactively, as it tries to keep up with competition, it loses its uniqueness. 3. Compelling tagline. A good strategy has a clear-cut and compelling tagline. Reading the value curves. The strategy canvas enables companies to see the future in the present. A blue ocean strategy. The first question, a value curve's answer, is whether a business deserves to be a winner. When a company's value curve or its competitors meets the three criteria that define a good blue ocean strategy, focus, divergence, and compelling tagline speaks to the market, the company is on the right track. A company caught in the red ocean. When a company's value curve converges with its competitors, it signals that a company is likely caught within the red oceans of bloody competition. Over-delivery without payback. When a company's value curve on the strategy canvas is shown to deliver high levels across all factors, the question is, does this company's market share and profitability reflect these investments? If not, the strategy canvas signals that the company may be oversupplying and customers offering too much of these elements add to the incremental value to buyers. An incoherent strategy. When a company's value curve looks like a bowl of spaghetti, a zigzag with no rhyme or reason, when the offering can be described as low-high, low-low, high-low-high, it signals that the company doesn't have a coherent strategy. An internally driven company. Enduring the strategic canvas, how does the company label the industry's competing factor? Are the competing factors stated in terms buyers can understand and value? Or are they operational jargon? Paths to blue oceans. Path 1. Look across alternative industries. Products or services that have different forms but offer the same functionality or core utility are often substitutes for each other. On the other hand, alternatives include products or services that have different functions and forms by the same purpose. So, look across alternative industries and ask yourself, what are the alternative industries to your industry, and why do customers trade across them? This way, you can create a blue ocean of new market space. Path 2. Look across strategic groups within industries. The term strategic groups refers to a group of companies within an industry that pursue a similar strategy. Most companies focus on improving their competitive position within strategic groups. The key to creating a blue ocean across existing strategic groups is to break out of this narrow tunnel vision by understanding which factors determine customers' decision to trade up or down from one group to another. Path 3. Look across the chain of buyers. The purchasers who want to pay for the product or service may differ from the actual users, and in some cases there are important influencers as well. These three groups, users, purchasers and influencers, hold different definitions of value. A corporate purchasing agent, for example, may be more concerned with the costs rather than the corporate user, who is likely to be far more concerned with the ease of use. Path 4. Look across complementary product and service offerings. Take movie theatres. The ease and cost of getting a babysitter and parking the car affect the perceived value of going to the movies. Untapped innovative value is often hidden in complementary products and services. Path 5. Look across functional or emotional appeal to buyers. There are two kinds of industries, those that compete principally on price and quality. Their appeal is rational, and those that compete largely on positioning and feelings of other customers. Their appeal is emotional. When companies challenge the functional emotional orientation of their industry, they often find new market space. We have observed two common patterns. Emotionally orientated industries offer many extras that add price without enhancing functionality. Functionally orientated industries offer many factors that decrease price without attention to emotional appeal to customers. Path 6. Look across time. All industries are subject to external trends that affect their businesses over time. Think of the rapid rise of the internet or the global movement towards protecting the environment. Looking at these trends with the right perspective can show you how to create blue ocean opportunities.